Welcome to the journey portion of tonight's call for the freeze-up moon. So tonight's call is the freeze-up moon for 2008. And freeze-up moon is about coming to a pause, coming to a stop, collecting your harvest, completing your harvest, letting go of the things that you can no longer fix, giving yourself permission to move into the holiday season without attachment, without expectations, so that you can enjoy the season no matter what actually happens. So tonight's journey is going to be about that, about letting go, about accepting. And we're also probably going to bring in this theme of the Three Stone Mesa. So the Three Stone Mesa has to do with this idea that anyone can pick up three stones, more or less any three stones. I prefer natural stones. Crystals are okay if they call to you, but they require some skill to handle. But the natural earth stones you find on the sidewalk or in a garden or out on a hike in the mountains, the natural stones that you come across are almost always clean and relatively easy to work with. So I tend to prefer natural stones that you come across in a natural setting. But anyone can pick up three stones and begin developing a relationship with them. And very quickly you will find the power of developing a relationship with stones, just as there is power in developing a relationship with the earth. And the stones are the stone people, the oldest people on the planet. Almost any stone of a volcano in volcanic rocks in Hawaii or at Mount St. Helens or something like that, almost all the stones you're going to pick up are many, many millions of years old. So the youngest stone is older than all of mankind. There's power in that. Just that. So we allow that to become true for us. We allow ourselves to tap into that truth, that there are things that are much older than us. We talked at the beginning of the call about this idea of shamanic theater. When you begin to really tap into millions of years of time in the truth that these stones are ancient, the fact that whatever is going on in your life is a blip on the screen becomes pretty clear. So the stones help you gain that perspective. As I said, one of the beauties of shamanism, however, is even though your entire life is just a blip on the screen, we still come to believe that it matters. It may be shamanic theater, but the play is important. The outcome matters. And that's one of the reasons I like shamanism, and that's one of the ways I teach shamanism, is as you are surfing your life, where you are on the wave becomes important. But it's riding the wave that is most important. So let us move into the journey, and we begin where we always begin, with the image of the rose, the single rose. How does your rose appear to you this evening? Is it bright and fresh, or perhaps a little worn and tattered? If it's worn and tattered, we will be replacing it with a bright, fresh, new, perfect one. But first we always check in. Shamanism begins and ends with gratitude, so we always check in and ask. We never assume that our rose or our energy body is bright and fresh and fluffy. We always allow for the possibility that our guides are just as tired as we may feel sometimes. So we never assume, we always ask and we always check in. So how does your rose appear to you this evening? What color is your rose this evening? Is it a rosebud or is it in full bloom? Is it bright and fresh or perhaps a little worn and tattered? Smell the beautiful fragrance. Reach out and touch the silky petals. Be careful with the thorns on the stem and the sharp serrated leaves. And now gently set the image of the rose aside and return our attention to the grounding cord. The grounding cord attaches at the base of the spine, the bowl of the pelvis, and extends through the floor into the soil, through the soil into the rocks, through the rocks into the bedrock, all the way to the center of the earth, the belly of Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. The grounding cord attaches at the base of the spine, the bowl of the pelvis, and extends through the floor into the soil into the rocks, through the rocks into the bedrock, all the way to the center of the earth, the belly of Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. You allow the grounding cord to be gently and firmly set deep into the earth. And we notice that the grounding cord acts first as a grounding cord. If you find yourself coming unstuck or flustered or confused, you can remember the grounding cord. You stop and take a deep breath. And you reset your grounding cord. You can set it in a heartbeat if you need it. Or you can take the time, as we do in these visualizations very often, and set it, and then reset it, and then reset it, until you're very deep, grounded, and connected to the center of the earth, the belly of Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. Having set the grounding cord, call your true name down the grounding cord. Call a name that resonates with you perfectly this evening. It may be your full name or a nickname, a spirit name that you have used before, or a new name that just popped into your head this evening. Call your true name down the grounding cord, that sound which resonates with you most perfectly this evening. Call your true name and introduce yourself to Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. Introduce yourself and express your unreserved gratitude for all that you have received. Every breath of air you've ever taken, every glass of water you've ever drunk, every meal you've ever eaten has been a gift from Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. Call your true name and express your unreserved gratitude for the life you have lived, the life you are living, the life that is in front of you. However difficult, however joyous, it is an honor to walk this path, to live this life. Having expressed your unreserved gratitude, having introduced yourself, you can now begin to allow the dark, stale hucha, the heavy energy that we all collect from time to time. Some of it is simple negative energies we've collected during the day. Some of it is deep negative energies that we have collected over a lifetime. But tonight, there are many pieces that are willing and ready to be released, to simply slip away, drain away, fall away, down the grounding cord, down to Pachamama, down to Mother Earth, where they are composted and refreshed and renewed. So allow the dark, stale hucha, the sticky, stale energies that no longer serve you, simply slip away, drain away, fall away, down the grounding cord, down to Pachamama, down to Mother Earth, where they are composted and refreshed and renewed. So having set the grounding cord, you're connected strongly to the earth, so you will be able to find your way back to the room you are in, to the body you are in, as we come to the completion of this journey. But now allow yourself to travel to the sacred region, travel to that place, the field of your future, the garden of your possibilities, and allow yourself to settle in to to a comfortable space next to the field of your future. By now, this field has been almost completely harvested. Whether you've been aware of it or not, there's very little left to harvest on your field. As you fly over Texas and northern Mexico, there is not much below you left, so that even if you landed, there wouldn't be much to eat. So we keep going. We keep continuing. You complete the harvest. And as you sit next to your field, contemplating what you have harvested, contemplating the net result of this year's worth of labor, you want to simply complete the work. And one of the things about this is, as you complete the work, sure, we're going to have a Thanksgiving. But the real celebration is next spring. So it's not that you know exactly what you're going to do next, and it's not that you're going to capture your successes and complete your harvest, and suddenly you have to go out and make the most of them next week. So that Thanksgiving is a big harvest and a feast. Christmas is a big celebration. But it's not everything. It's just the peak time of the year. You're eating at Thanksgiving that which would have rotted anyway. Plus a few other things. But the core of your harvest has been laid up and canned. The fruit has been canned. The vegetables have been canned. The roots are in the root cellar. The beef has been dried so that you have stored up all these foods. The seeds have been laid away so that you have plenty of seed for the spring. So the true making the most out of your harvest doesn't happen until March or April in the earth calendar. Not until spring, not until planting season, do you have to make deep decisions about what was the value of this harvest. Right now, we're just going to celebrate with the tip of the iceberg the fact that the year has come to an end and we made it through alive. And however difficult things may or may not be for you, there's always a little bit to celebrate with. Whether it's yours or you have to go visit somebody else's family for Thanksgiving to find someone who can create a good meal for you, there is plenty of celebration around. Whether you're serving a meal at the homeless shelter or you're at the homeless shelter to get a meal, there's always a meal to be had. And so we want to celebrate that, that whatever the ultimate accomplishments of the year have been, they are indeed accomplishments. Another year has come to conclusion. And you don't need to know for sure what is going to be the real powerful result of this year's labor until next spring. So it's not about deciding the results, but it is about completing the harvest, capitalizing your progress, bringing to completion and fruition and capitalization the year's work and labor, so that you can move into what I call the 6 weeks of celebration from Thanksgiving to January to New Year's. There's always something going on. Every week there's another party of some kind. And in order to enjoy those parties, you want to have finished up your work. Whether your literal physical job lets you really bring everything to conclusion and kind of coast through the New Year and Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that, certainly here in North America, that's what most people end up doing, whether you're trying hard to get your job done in December or not. For most of us, it ends up becoming a time of executing and fulfilling and not really starting new things or creating new stuff. So that even if your job is, you know, retail and Christmas is the busiest time of year, that busyness comes from stuff that was planned long ago. So the time to make changes in your plan have come to an end. And it's time to simply execute the plan, whether that execution is through just celebrating or executing your holiday season as a presenter or a celebrator or a retailer. Some of us, the most busy execution phase is now, but even for those folks, the plans have all been laid long before we get here. So very rarely is December about starting things new. Very rarely is December about creating things that have not been well planned. Even if you didn't think you planned, you certainly set in motion everything that's going to unfold long ago. So now we are sitting next to our field, the field of our future. Most of the harvest has been completed, and we've made our fundamental decisions about what is going to be available for the Feast of Thanksgiving and what is going to be available and canned to be eaten over the course of winter to get us into spring, and what is going to be stored up for the seeds of the spring. Those decisions have more or less been made. And as we sit next to the field and there's very little fruit left in the field, very little food left in the field, there are indeed stones. The field has been plowed down to stubble and soil, but there are rocks in the field. So as you stand next to your field, you see the three stones calling to you. And you bend down easily, maybe you walk around a bit, but as you find your way through the field, it's very clear. There are three stones in the field of your future that are calling to you. And we pick up these three spirit stones. And they will become three stones in the physical world later. So you may already have these stones that you work with, or they may be new stones that you're going to go find. You may go to a distant land to find your new three stones. Or you may find them in your garden. You may find them in your living room. But we have the three spirit stones that we're going to work with this evening. So take these stones into your hands and hold them near your belly. And return to the place where you were sitting and sit back down. Sit back comfortably. As you sit next to the field of your future, and we're going to honor the past, acknowledge the present, and track the future with these three stones. So sitting comfortably on the ground in some way, you lay the three stones out in front of you. And the first stone, you take it up and you acknowledge that stone, and this stone in this ceremony is the stone of your past. So you take up the stone of your past and you hold it to you. You bring it gently to your lips. And in your mind's eye, you can clearly see your entire life passing before you to the present. The good things, the bad things, the unbelievable things. The powerful things, the meaningless things, all the aspects of your past come before you. And now we wish to blow your entire past into the stone and understand that as shamanic theater that has been complete. There will be happy memories and sad memories from this past that will teach you in the future. But the past itself has been completed, and we've encapsulized your entire past in the spirit stone so that it will no longer trouble you. It will no longer interfere with your present or your future. Your past is the past. There are positive lessons and negative lessons. There are happy things, there are sad things. There are fair things, there are unfair things. In all of our past, but the past is simply the past, and it is done. you will be able to go to the stone and pull out any memories that you need, any strength that you find in the past will always be available to you. But fundamentally, it is no longer in the present. You are done with it. It is a storehouse that you can return to when you need it, when it serves you. But it need not haunt you. It need not hold you back. It need not control you. So having blown your past into this stone, we take that stone and we place it on the earth in front of you. Now we take up the second stone. And into the second stone we blow your present. And your present is all the things that are going on around you. And maybe that extends a few weeks, maybe even a few years into the past. Maybe it extends a few weeks or days or even a few years into the future. But your present is your current time of being. All the things that you're currently working on, all the things that will unfold in the near future, almost no matter what you do. So you take up your stone of the present and you blow your daily concerns into that stone. And now the present is captured and encapsulated in this stone. And so all the things that you're working on, all the things that you're becoming, all the things that you have been are captured in this stone. And in your mind's eye, when you need to turn to or find some wisdom about what you need to do next, you can turn to this middle stone, and it will have all of the aspects of your current consensual reality in it. All the things that you were, all the things you are becoming, this present transition is captured in the middle stone. And we take that stone and we place it on the earth. And now we take up the third stone. In the third stone, into it you blow the future. There are always multiple possible futures, but we blow your future into this stone. So all the possible futures that are available to you, some are easy to understand, some are unbelievable. Some are unbelievably good, and some are unbelievably bad. But each of them is a future that you could live. Each of them is a future you could find value from. And our little egos are not very good at knowing whether our futures should be easy or difficult for us. And so we put our future into the stone, and we allow the stone, who has, after all, millions of years of wisdom to draw on, to help us to understand, should we walk the easy path or should we walk the difficult path? Should we go left or should we go right? Should we focus on the distant future, the distant past, or just this moment? There is value in all three. Our personal egos are not very good at knowing where the greatest value is. So we have placed our entire lives into the three stones. We've captured our past into our old stone. We've captured our present into the middle stone, and we have entrusted our future into the future stone. And we take these three stones and we place them into the basket that we have been weaving our entire lives. And these become the foundation of that weaving of that basket. And we shake them up and we dump them onto the ground. And now we have the stones have been mixed up. Our past and our present and our future are all mixed together into that stew of our becoming, the stew of possibilities. And when we return to this place, we can read those stones and they will have the wisdom of what will serve us best in them. And so you now know that in this field of your future, you have your entire life has been entrusted to these stones of wisdom. And there will be the three physical stones that you already have or that you're going to go find. And we'll be implanting different job descriptions for those three stones during the shamanic gathering. Lori will implant them with her imagery and her archetypes. And you will use them as very practical tools for that. If you were at a shamanic gathering a while ago when I did the imprinting, they were imprinted with the lower world, the middle world, and the upper world. Amaru, the serpent. Chokachinchai, the jaguar. Apuchin, the condor. So the stones in each different ceremony take on a different guise and meaning. But the three spirit stones we have worked with this evening contained your past, your present, and your future, and in the basket of your life, you stirred them up, and we have dumped them back out onto the ground. And as they rest there on the ground, over the winter they will be covered with the snow, and come spring, come unlocking in February or March or April, depending on where you live. When the snows melt, the stones will have become seeds, the seeds of your becoming, and we have planted them this evening. And we will work with them over the winter, the fall and the winter, to allow your future to become anything it could be. In Aini with the divine will, in accord with the Tao, for the greatest good of all. So now gently stand up and take your leave of this space. Take a look around at the field of your future. Notice if there is a gift for you to take back with you. Is there some sort of message? Is there a guide or spirit there to tell you something or show you something? So as we take our leave of this ceremony, know that we're leaving those three spirit stones on the ground to be covered in the snow of winter and to be uncovered in the spring of our becoming, where the past, future, and present have all been stirred up and mixed up, and they will be blooming beneath the snow. And we will not know what those blooms will become until spring, until the planting of the seeds of our becoming. And so having placed our entire lives here, we can let go of our anxiety about our life, complete our tasks as necessary, perform our tasks over the holidays, but allow our spirit to become quiet and rested. At Long Snow's moon, at solstice, we're going to be picking a wintering ground and creating a winter nest. At the 3-day workshop for solstice, we're going to be building our despacho kits. We're going to be collecting the ingredients for our ceremony and learning the significance of them and learning the power of a full despacho as well as the power of the mini despacho, which we've already learned in previous shamanic gatherings. So now, gently and in your own time, without opening your eyes, allow that grounding cord to draw you back into your body. Snap back into the present, snap back into the here and the now. Without opening your eyes, take a deep breath. Put your hands back in your hands. Put your feet back in your feet. Wiggle your fingers and your toes and become fully awake and aware within your own body, but fully rested and calm. And now we notice that your grounding cord is still set, and more of the dark, stale hucha simply slips away, drains away, falls away, down the grounding cord, down to Pachamama, down to Mother Earth, where it is composted and refreshed and renewed. And you allow yourself to settle in, and you know that that healing process of the bright, fresh, new energy coming in and the old, stale, and stagnant energy being released will continue through the evening and perhaps into days to come. And as it does in dream time, you will be working with these dream stones that are set on the edge of the field of your future, the garden of your possibilities. And so now we turn our attention to the image of the rose. How does your rose appear now? What color is your rose now? If your rose is still a bit worn and tattered, then let us replace it with a bright, fresh, perfect new one at this time. So imagine that you have a bright, fresh, perfect new rose floating gently in front of you, just about arm's length a little way, so that with your eyes closed you can clearly see this rose. What color is your rose now? Is it a rosebud, or is it in full bloom? Smell the beautiful fragrance. Reach out and touch the silky petals. Be careful of the thorns on the stem and the sharp, serrated leaves, but notice that the rose is not attached. It is not attached to you. It is not attached to the earth. It is floating there gently in front of you. It has either been cut or placed in a vase or a pot, so that it's floating gently in front of you. And so this rose becomes your guard rose and your gift rose. It is a perfect gift because it is a beautiful flower with a beautiful fragrance. And those who come to you, the first thing they will see about you is this rose floating gently in front of your energy field. And those who come to you with kind thoughts will receive a beautiful gift. Those who come to you who are a bit greedy or simply poorly trained and don't know how to control their desires, when they try and take something from you, all they will get is a handful of thorns, and the rose comes away easily. And you replace it with a bright, fresh, perfect new one. Most of them mean you no ill. They're just poorly trained. We have had no training in this stuff in the Western world. And in other parts of the world where they have had some training, very often it includes quite a greedy, grabby version of energy medicine. But each of us has the ability to protect ourselves, and the rose is a perfect symbol of that. And as you go into Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas, remember that you have these three spirit stones blooming beneath the snow, and you have this perfect protection floating gently in front of you, so that you can go through the holiday season and enjoy it. And if you can come to the shamanic gathering, Lori will teach you how to use three real stones to achieve very specific energetic purposes. One will become a vacuum cleaner to hoover up the negative energy that no longer serves you. One will become this image of sunlight that you can keep through the winter even when the sun is gone. And the third will be your essence that transcends the shamanic theater of this life and reminds you what has called you into this life, into this world, whether things are unbelievably good or unbelievably bad. We need to connect and reconnect to that which called us into this world. So those are the three stones. That is your guard rose and your gift rose. So now, gently and in your own time, open your eyes and return to the room. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Take a deep breath. Come to full awareness. Come fully awake and alive. And when the time comes, you will quickly and gently go to sleep, and you will have a deep, restful night's sleep, and you will begin to work with your stones in dream time and learn to use these three sacred stones, building your three-stone mesa, first in dream time in spirit space, and then if you can make it to the shamanic gathering, or otherwise through future calls, we will work with you to develop your three-stone mesa. So go out and find three stones that call to you. They could be in your driveway, they could be in your living room, or you may travel to a distant land to find them. But you will know them when you see them. And they will know you. And we will work with them through the course of the winter. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for being on this call. Good night.